This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Brewers Outlet, Sunbury Motor Company, and Purdy Insurance. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And this half hour is brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, that was my choice. Kia, Hyundai, the best in new inventory. Chris and the entire gang, tremendous during the entire buying process. Financing worked out exactly the way I needed it. But they also had a lot of pre-owned inventory on the lot. Lots of it. And by the way, those, you know, Hyundai, you talk about the great, warranties? Wow. But a lot of pre-owned inventory on the lot, too. And it's all with the Sunbury Motors Guarantee. Tremendous service department. Inspections, routine. Difficult to handle it all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia. Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf and online at sunburymotors.com. So let's get into, just for a moment, because the whiteout energy. This has confused. This has confused Illinois, and justifiably. This has confused Penn State fans, and justifiably. So let's explain why you can't call it a whiteout. The Winnipeg Jets, and I mean the current Utah hockey team. Not the current Winnipeg Jets. Current Winnipeg Jets are the old Atlanta Thrashers. The Winnipeg Jets made the transition from the NHL to the from the WHA to the NHL. And I think in 1987, they came up with, and I think it started in the playoffs, a whiteout. And they referred to it as a whiteout. And we all know that Penn State started with a student whiteout in 2004, and eventually the first full stadium whiteout was Notre Dame in 2007. And the people in Winnipeg, and eventually they transferred the franchise to Phoenix and became the Phoenix Coyotes and the Arizona Coyotes, and now they're going to play their first year in Salt Lake City as the Utah hockey team. Said, hey, yo, whoa, hey, we're the ones that coined whiteout. That's us. So the compromise was, because, look, you can see the popularity of it, the compromise was, we'll let you do it, but you have to designate it one time a year. Well, Penn State had already designated Washington as the whiteout game. They were just trying to somehow figure out in the schedule when, you know, didn't really want to do it at noon. The networks determine when games kick off. They felt based on schedule, the best opportunity to do this was later in the year with Washington and so forth. I mean, even this game with Illinois was not announced as a night game until a couple weeks ago. And even then, it was either 7 or 7.30. They didn't have it locked down until 7.30 until last Saturday night. And that's the reason why it's whiteout energy. In other words, that was James trying to send the message to the fans and try to do it in a clever way. Because they can't designate it as the whiteout game. They're not allowed to. And it's because of the Utah hockey team. Who were the Arizona Coyotes? Who were the Phoenix Coyotes? Or originally the Winnipeg Jets? Even though there is a Winnipeg Jets, but they used to be the Atlanta Thrashers. Does that all make sense to you?
I was not writing that down. I hope there's not a quiz later.
But, I mean, that's what it comes down to, because the Utah hockey team, originally the Winnipeg Jets, in 1987, they started doing whiteouts, especially in playoff games. In fact, the current Winnipeg Jets still do it. But that was the reason why they made a stink about it. Yeah, not a big one, but they made it a little bit of a, like, hey, guys. So that became the compromise. We don't want to take it away from you, but you can't do it like, you can't just do it like four or five times in the season. You can't do it twice. Yeah, you can only do it designated and announce it once. That's why. Hope that helps.
I kind of assume that's why he said it like that. I figured there was a rule he didn't want to break.
Right. Or an agreement.
Yeah.
Right. You don't want to do that. And you want to respect them. I mean, if you know, I mean, we all know, like, I can tell you right now, I knew they came up with it. I mean, I remember, because I watch a lot of hockey. Right? So I knew a long time ago they'd come up with it. That's why when the Atlanta Thrashers went to Winnipeg to then become the Jets, and they made the playoffs, one of the first things I thought of was, gee, they're in the playoffs, you know. And I watched their first home playoff game after they made the transformation, because I wanted to see if they're all going to wear white. And they did. So that's the reason why. So if anybody's wondering, because I read an article today about it, and they never mentioned why the reason they didn't mention it. Why? They didn't give the specific reasons. I was like, not very good. But that's the reason why there's been clever wording about it, okay? It's not like James is trying to be cute or anything like that. And for the Illinois people, they're like, what does the whiteout, and what does that mean? I don't blame them at all, because how would they know? Penn State's own fans don't even know. So why would the Illinois people know?
What Brett say? Whatever the hell that means.
Right. And I don't blame them. I mean, I don't blame them at all. I mean, I probably would have said the same thing if I were in his shoes. Right, to be honest with you. Because then remember, when he goes through that, people are like, oh, and you know how today we're really good at picking and choosing, and, like, nobody has the ability to read anymore. Like, you can actually, like, have to read or actually watch the whole thing to know what, you know. Did you see what he said about it? Did you read and look at the whole thing? He couldn't have praised the Penn State crowds more. How lively, energetic. He talked about going and seeing Sue Paterno. You know, when they were on a Nike trip, and he, after Joe had passed, he saw Sue, Franco Harris came over, how much it meant to him to meet Franco Harris. I mean, come on, he couldn't have been any nicer, you know, about the whole thing. Brett's really grown up over time. When he was at Wisconsin, I think there was always a slight bit of insecurity with him. Following the footsteps of Barry Alvarez, goes, well, you know, they did what we told them to do, or they didn't tell us what we told them to do. You know, it's like, okay. And now he really is, he's a fun guy to be around, to be honest with you. So, and he's done a really good job with this team. Really good job with this team. They play the way I mean, they're not as buttoned down with the running game as his days at Wisconsin, or as they attempted to be in his early tenure at Arkansas. You know, they're a little more wide open than that now, because they have to be. Their running game is good. It's not great. It's good. And they don't make a lot of mistakes. They don't, quote, beat themselves. They try to do everything they can to make you beat yourself. They did that with Nebraska, even though Nebraska did have one giveaway takeaway. They won that. But the 8 penalties for 89 yards was a killer in that game. And let's give Nebraska credit. They played the single worst overtime I have ever seen a team play. I've never seen a team play a worse overtime than that. It was 3rd and 42? Really? This is after they gave up a 2-play, 25-yard drive for a touchdown in which they didn't recognize the wide receiver was playing fullback. What are you doing? Now, I realize that Brian tried to keep himself low because he's a tall kid. Tried to keep himself low when they broke the huddle. But you can see he's lined up at fullback. I'm like going, I mean, I'm a dope at home. I figured it out right away. How could they not?
You had a better camera view.
Yeah, but their coordinator in the press box saw it.
Yeah. We'll pretend it was after 15 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah. It's sure. Again, a 20-yard run on first down, line up the wide receiver fullback and slip him out on second down, get a touchdown, and then follow that up with a 3rd down and 42 for you. That's the worst overtime I've ever seen anybody play.
I don't know if I'd want to see a worse one.
Oh, I mean, that is like unbelievable. Yeah, now, did they get away with some things? Yeah, they got away. I think Dennis was right. The Torrey Cox interception was just phenomenal. That was a season-changing play for both teams. That was a season-changing play for both teams. It changed Illinois' fortunes and attitude, and it changed Nebraska's on one play. And Cox never gave up because, like, he had the ball going over the goal line. He had the ball. But you got to come down and finish the catch, and the Cox never gave up. Right? And that's one. Then the other one is they got away with a – it was not a belt by any way, shape, or form. But Coleman definitely hit the guy from Nebraska. Didn't smack him or anything like that, but he hit him when he was out of bounds. Knocked him down. No call. So that was an overtime. They were fortunate on that. And Torrey Cox, look, should have been called for unsportsmanlike conduct on the missed field goal. Again, they took advantage of the mistakes. Remember, Nebraska missed a 39-yard field goal late in the game that would have put them in front. And look, they'd have won the game. They'd have won the game with the field goal. And he missed it from 39. Remember, that was the backup kicker. And when we talk about 3rd and 42, that was the backup left guard and the backup left tackle for Nebraska in the game. So they had a couple. Nebraska did have a couple things working against it in that game. They didn't have their first string kicker, and they didn't have their first string tackle or guard on the left side. You know, it's, and Illinois cannot help the. Illinois cannot help in any way, shape, or form the personnel issues Nebraska had. So they took advantage of it. And Nebraska kept hurting itself with penalties over and over again. That's why, you know, I've talked to James about the penalty part of it. And, you know, I looked at last week's game. Until Penn State went deep into the roster deep into the depth chart, they had four penalties in the game. And one of them was the opening kickoff that went out of bounds. So last week wasn't that bad. The other, because they ended up with eight, the other four were after the other guys came in. Javon Williams had two of them. So. But you have to get, you know what's interesting? You want to know how many penalties have been called against Penn State's opponents in their games? For the whole season, six. Two per game. Six. For the whole season, two per game. Okay. It's not like I don't see some interesting things along the way as watching some of these games, but still. Just so you know. And Nebraska, excuse me, Illinois only had 3 for 20. In the win at Nebraska, and they only had 2 for 20 in the win over Kansas. And the Kansas thing, again, there's a point in each of those two games that they won where they dominated time of possession in a quarter. I'm talking about Illinois. So that's where they are. I was asked today, I was on SiriusXM today, and I was asked about the 9 overtime game. Like, great. I think Jason Horowitz asked me that. I said, geez, Jason. He said, what point were you sick of it? And I said, I remember exactly when it was. I said, it was the 7th overtime. And I remember exactly what I said in the broadcast. I said, just knock it in and let's get the hell out of here. That's exactly what I said in the broadcast. He said, oh, perfect. He said, you still had 2 more to endure after that? I said, yeah, no kidding. Probably in a lot of ways that was a turning point for Illinois, for Brett early in his program. All right, we'll take a break. Maybe we can get the King on today. Maybe. It's been too long. Brought to you by our good friends at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com and his radio 1070 WKOK.
Hi, this is Season. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855. Visit our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what we can do for you.
Nice. Probably had to text the King, huh? I've been texting him the last couple of weeks. Who knows? Let's see here. Let's see. I should text the King, shouldn't I? One more time, just to see if he's... But will you join us? There we go. Hopefully... You know, I can't stand when work gets in the way in these things. Yes. Yeah, work. Work. Doggone jobs.
Could be worse. He could say he's not busy and he's still not joining us.
Well, no, he wants to retire. I want him to retire. Right? I want him to retire. Right? So, come on.
He could be like George Paterno. He can come work on your pregame show.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah, right. You know, a lot of people have talked about Tom Allen being in the box. And to be honest with you, Tom kind of likes it. Right? He wasn't sure if he'd like it until he tried it. He kind of likes it. And Tom has papers. So he's able to get in the box, spread the papers out a little bit. He can relay to Dan Connor what he wants, and then Connor can tell Kobe King or Tyler Elsden, whomever. Because there's one thing about Tom. Tom has a raspy voice. I don't know if you've ever talked to him or not. He is a great guy. So he just tells Dan Connor, and Dan relates it. Right? And Tom's one of those guys that has a lot of play call sheets, so instead of just having them all on the sideline, it makes a big difference. And, you know, to be honest with you, it's the first time Tom's done it. In the end, he actually liked it. So I know there's a lot of thought, oh, what does this mean? It's, guys, because they had talked about this in the preseason, about whether to do this in the preseason or not. And they decided to try it at West Virginia with him on the field.
Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and Sunbury Motor Company. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to be with you. Brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. Time now to stock up for the tailgate. A little nighttime action at Beaver Stadium, a little prime time. Might as well stock up now for a big day. Imports Domestics Microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drink, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and out every day. Six great flavors of slushies and the pickle bar led by the barrels and the dills. Indeed, second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. I know you're probably getting no answer, right?
No.
Yeah. And I don't know. Someday he's going to be swooping back on here and he's going to take the place by storm.
Dancing with the Stars.
I know.
The end of Big Brother.
I know. Yeah. I have no idea what's going on with each of them, so
nope.
he would actually be my lifeline.
Though I did see the ad for Dancing with the Stars during the football game last night, and Steven is prominently featured in it.
Steven Nedorosic, yeah.
I wasn't gonna, I wasn't gonna pronounce the last name.
Oh no, I've interviewed him a few times, so yeah, he is a terrific kid, brilliant, but a terrific kid. Well, he's a young man now, but still. Friday night football, Virginia Tech, Miami tonight. That is the 7:30 game on ESPN, and that's down in Miami Lakes. And Washington is at Rutgers tonight. That's why I've been having a little bit of fun with this on the scheduling. Roger Corey will run down, and coming up with the Big Ten, right? Today's games, whatever, and he'll run down a game. And, of course, right now you have non-conference games. So, for example, Purdue played at Oregon State. And I said, well, that's a non-conference game. And he said, and Northwestern and Washington, go, that is a conference game. So we've had a little fun with it along the way. Well, Rutgers is playing Washington tonight. And Washington's off to a 3-1 start for Jed Fish, and Rutgers is 4-0. That's on Fox tonight. That'll catch my attention this evening. I think I'll watch some of that. Much as I'll catch a little bit of Brett Pry, too, but with Virginia Tech Miami. So that's on my docket tonight. And, of course, the Georgia-Alabama game is tomorrow, but it's opposite the Penn State game with Illinois. So I will not be watching in any way, shape, or form, Alabama, Georgia. I'll have to find out about it later. We don't put other games on in the box when we're doing our game. We don't do it. Now, I mentioned we watched the end of Michigan and USC, but that's because we're in the postgame show.
Guess who, sir?
The only person that can answer any Big Brother or Dancing with the Stars question has joined us. The King!
Dancing with the Stars. Hey, what up?
What's going on?
Well, I haven't watched Dancing with the Stars for a little while. What's your question?
Oh, well, who has won or won Big Brother?
Oh, Big Brother's still gone. There's five people left. Cam's still there. So Cam's one of the final five. And he's got a good shot to go to the final two because he's hooked up with this girl, Chelsea. And I don't mean hooked up, but they're working together. So it's a good show this year. And they finally got rid of this woman that I just plain couldn't stand. She made it hard to watch, this Angela lady. Anyway, I'm sure your listener who watches knows exactly what I'm talking about. She's just way too phony for me. Yeah, but anyway, a good show this year. And this year, the other years when they vote who's going to be evicted, it's always like 9-0, 8-0. You know that they all like nobody wants to make anyone mad. This year, the votes were like 5-4 and 6-3. And right now, this girl Mackenzie, was a college volleyball player, beautiful girl, but she won head of household last night, so she's number five head of household, but next week you need to make it to the final three. So, but that's it. That's your Big Brother update. Right. Hey, guess what?
What?
I'm in fantasy football for the first time.
Are you really?
Cool.
Okay, yeah. I've never done it. I have a lot of people have asked me to do it, but I've never done it.
Yeah, I mean it's a little bit of skill and a lot of luck, because it's matchups and stuff like that, and you just get points for how well your player does. I mean, one of my customers, he owns a restaurant in Bloomfield. He just kept pushing and pushing and pushing. Then I learned that you need to have an even amount of players. They only had 9, they needed 10. So I said, yeah, I'll do it. And so Jalen Hurts is my quarterback.
Okay.
I don't know who, Rashawn White, tailback, Tampa Bay running back.
Yeah.
His name?
Yep.
He's one of my running backs. Dobbins from the Chargers, he's one of my running backs. Then I got Chase from Cincinnati as a receiver. I have Jefferson from Minnesota as a receiver. I, off the waivers list, I brought in Gesicki. He's my tight end.
Okay.
And I can't pronounce it, but that kid for Seattle, Smith Jigba.
Oh, in Jigba.
Yeah, he's good.
And yeah, then, I know. Believe me, Jackson Smith and Jigba, remember, played for Ohio State. So I had to do that in games all the time. So it's like, I got used to it.
Well, I've also got, but he's got a concussion. One of my receivers is Smith for the Eagles. So I score a double with Hurts throwing to him. When Hurts throws, I get scored. And when Smith catches, I get scored. And if he throws a touchdown pass, I get points for the Hurts touchdown pass and Smith touchdown catch. So, to say the least, I'm 3-0, and I got a really good team. So,
but Todd, you don't do this, do you?
I've been in a fantasy keeper league for 23 years.
Okay, so how are you? How are you doing so far?
Oh, I was afraid you were going to ask that. I'm 1-2.
Okay.
Who's your quarterback?
That's the worst. Mahomes.
Really?
Yes. He's not playing well fantasy-wise.
Huh. the back is doing good, Pacheco.
Yes.
He's a good fantasy player. It's funny. Some players are really good. They put up big numbers. What's hard is when you're rooting for a team to win. But this is what I don't like about it, is now I spend all day Sunday with my phone. You know? You got a player on this team, a player on that team. You got. How do you guys do the defense? You pick a defensive...
The long term one is just one defense. We play in one at work that's free, that just all of us at the newspaper, that we play with three individual defensive players too.
Okay, I was curious about that because I had no idea how to do this, and I'm not going to sit here and say I'm a great picker. When it came time for draft day, I could not get on. So the guy, the head of the league, texted me. He said, why aren't you drafting? And I said, because I can't get on, you know, and I just got frustrated. And I said, but I did read that the computer would pick for me. He goes, yep, we can do that. It's like, I got an A-plus score. I didn't pick the team. I picked Gesicki. I got rid of my tight end. He wasn't giving me anything. And Gesicki, if you can get 6 to 10 points out of a guy, I'm good. So, but I'm learning how to play. My defense is Pittsburgh, which is good. So, They've only given up 10 points a game, no more than 10 points a game this year. So,
well,
that's cool.
I spend my Sundays getting ready for the next game, so I don't do fantasy football.
Oh, you've got time to play fantasy football. That's no big deal.
No.
You make a couple adjustments during the week, and then you just sit back and watch. You know,
I have. You know what's interesting? What's interesting about it? Anybody can do anything they want and enjoy it. I'm fine. I have no interest in it. I don't have any
interest
have,
in it. But, yeah. And like I said, I'm like 50-50 right now because I'm absolutely very competitive. So I'm like locked in on Sunday until midnight. You know, if I got players playing in games or my opponent has players playing in games, that's all I'm watching. And then I haven't had anything close yet, but I've got some heavy, heavy scores. I mean, Chase and Jefferson is off the charts. I mean, Jefferson is averaging over 20 points every week. So we'll see. Anyway.
We will take a break. Brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The beverage supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
By the way, the parking lots will open at 8 tomorrow. Yeah, 8 tomorrow.
Illinois is good, aren't they?
Yeah, they're a good team. They're a very good team. Yeah. Yep. And the one-way traffic begins at 5 tomorrow. So, there you go. Team arrival 5:15. Gates open at 5:30. Tailgate show at 6. Kickoff 7:30 tomorrow.
What happened a couple of weeks ago? Who was it, Bowling Green? Who'd they play?
Yeah, Bowling Green, which just went to Texas A&M and lost 26-20.
Yeah.
And actually blocked a punt, had the ball at the 8-yard line, couldn't score. They would have won the game. This is the first half. They had trouble with the quick game, and to the credit of Penn State, they adjusted in the second half, held them to only 89 yards. And I think that told me a lot. Offense played well almost all day. So, hey, everybody has games like that. They won.
Oh,
next.
Yeah, you got to win them. And they won. Doesn't matter at the end of the year. A win's a win. That's it.
Next. So
it was a little scary because we didn't get it here. So all I could do was follow it on, you know, tickers and stuff like that, and then I saw they came back, and I think they only gave up a field goal in the second half.
That's right. At the end, they drove downfield, you know, against prevent defense, got a field goal out of it. In fact, they had 89 yards in the second half, 41 were on that drive. That tells you how well they were playing in the second half defensively. It really did shut them down almost completely. So, but.
Any injuries that are to be concerned about?
Nothing's different this week. You know, I mean, everything's on a week-by-week basis, so guys that were out before are still out. But, yeah, it should, you know. And Illinois played well last week against Nebraska on that Friday night game.
Nebraska's a good football team.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. They should be better.
Coach, right?
Yeah, they should be better. But what's interesting about Nebraska is that they've got to come. They have to overcome a hurdle because they haven't had a winning season since 2016. In the last 7 games, they've played by 7 points or less, including the game on Saturday night or Friday night last week. They're 1-6. Illinois in that same span is 7-3. And see, they've got to overcome that. First of all, you're playing at home. Certain things did happen to Nebraska in that game that, I mean, in the end hurt them. They had to use their backup kicker. Well, they have a chance in the fourth quarter to win, and he hooks a field goal wide left. That would have been it, but he hooked it left from 39 yards out. And they were using their backup left guard and backup left tackle in the second half of the game because of injuries. And in the end, all the comfort that Raiola has as a quarterback disappeared because they were just plowing through there, which stopped the running game. And it got pressure on Raiola making plays. So Nebraska had a couple things happen to them. And plus 8 penalties for 89 yards. Or excuse me, 9 penalties for 89 yards is going to kill you every time. And he's just going to. And Illinois only had 3 for 20.
Well, you got to have depth. To be good, you got to have depth.
Well, especially now.
Hurt, you know?
Especially now. But, I mean, this...
You know who's doing really well, which I'm sure you're well aware of it, but Bill O'Brien.
Yeah, Billy's doing great. I'm thrilled for him.
Well, he is the talk of the town in Boston. He's a good guy. They absolutely adore him there. And I listen to him every week on WEEI. He's a great interview. He's got his own 20 minutes every Thursday now on the big station. And he just loves his job. He says, I love this job. And I don't think he's going anywhere for a long time. I think he's staying put.
Right. Look, he's from that area.
Yep.
His son Jack, who, you know, I mean, Colleen gave up her career and law to stay with Jack. And being close to Boston Children's Hospital is huge. Michael's going to school at Tufts, so close. Bill's parents live in Harwich. Look, so it's really a great lifestyle fit for him to be there.
Yeah.
And he's done a great job with them.
They love him there. Do you ever have him on your show anymore?
No, I haven't had him. I've talked to Bill a couple of times since, but I haven't had him on the show.
You should have him on. He's a great interview. My God, he is very articulate. He's funny, and he's down to earth. And he'll tell you exactly how he feels. And you know,
I never noticed that.
He's the greatest thing. Now we're, you know, right away they're gonna be one of the 12 finalists.
Right.
You're like, and he's kind of like, look. We beat a Florida team that wasn't that good, you know. It wasn't right. Like, and who'd they lose to? Missouri. But yeah. It came right down to the end. And they won last week. They beat Michigan State. So.
Well, I mean, I'm well aware he says what he thinks. Very few people have interviewed him more than I have. So, <Yeah. laughs> okay.
No, you just have him back on. He is great on the radio.
I know he is. Oh, he's terrific.
Totally, totally impressed by him. He's a good guy, and I very seldom do you see somebody who loves their job like that quick.
Yeah.
You know.
Hey, by the way,
he really wasn't. He didn't know where he was going to be this year. He really didn't.
Right.
I forgot where he was headed. It was a pro team.
Ohio State. He was going to Ohio State.
Ohio State. He was going to,
yeah. I need to make a quick announcement here. Due to technical difficulties, there'll be no video broadcast of Shikellamy Central Mountain tonight. But you can listen to the game on News Radio 1070 WKOK or stream on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app, the iHeart app, and the Audacity app. But because of technical difficulties, there'll be no video stream of tonight's game. Okay? Want to make sure we got that in here at the end.
Okay.
Hey, Todd, I slipped it in.
Good job. Of course, it's the furthest game away they don't have video for.
Of course not.
I'm gonna watch, too. So.
All right. The King back with us. Well.